No, but remember that the Chulun Rift is beyond the reach of any galactic justice.
Luke was as puzzled by the fear he felt from Dina as he was by her sudden attempt to establish a level of intimacy with him.
Kratheus and Marvid are breaking laws all over the galaxy. Their base of operations needs to be somewhere law enforcement agencies can't touch them.
So the Jedi are here to bring them to justice? Dina asked.
That's more of a byproduct, Luke said. Our primary mission is to stop the piracy, but the Krefts have certainly made themselves a high priority of mine.
Dina considered this for a moment, then shook her head.
There's something you're not saying, she said. Stopping the pirates was the Solo's mission, and you aren't here because of what happened to them. You were already in transit when the Krefts sabotaged the drop.
Luke gave her an appreciative smile, then tried to dodge the question by turning to Lando.
I see why you place so much trust in your operations, Chief, he said. She doesn't miss much.
Lando grinned.
She's also right, he said. Hunting pirates does seem way below the Grand Master's pay grade. And there's no way you made the trip to Sarnas in a day. So what's really going on?
Luke remained silent, trying to decide why Dina was pushing so hard to learn his real reason for coming to the Chulun Rift. Lando obviously trusted her, but there was a troubling note of desperation in her force aura. And her clumsy attempt to manipulate him had certainly aroused his suspicions.
Very well, he said.
He allowed his gaze to slide toward Dina's reflection in the viewport.
But I don't think you'll believe me.
Try us, Lando said.
When there was no immediate reply, he took the hint and turned toward Dina.
Why don't you let us talk in private?
Dina looked through the viewport, where a string of running lights was growing brighter as an airspeeder approached the infirmary, then turned and nodded.
Of course. They're bringing in another load of bodies.
The sorrow in her voice was genuine.
I should go down to the morgue and see what they've found.
I'd appreciate that, Lando said. I'll fill you in if Luke and I discuss anything that affects recovery operations.
Thank you.
Dina turned to Luke and squeezed his elbow.
Master Skywalker, if I can be of any assistance to you, at all, please don't hesitate to ask.
I won't, Luke assured her. You're kind to offer.
As the door hissed shut behind Dina, Lando asked,
Is there something I should know about her, Luke?
Luke studied the door for a moment, reaching out in the force to see if Dina would linger on the other side to eavesdrop. When he felt no sign of her presence, he finally shrugged.
I can't say for sure, he said. But didn't she seem to be coming on a bit strong?
You shouldn't hold that against her, old buddy.
Lando's grin was more than a little sad.
You are a pretty eligible widower, even if you don't think about it yourself.
Luke felt a familiar pang of sorrow, then said,
So they tell me. But with Han and Leia's recovery still so uncertain, it feels like Dina is trying to manipulate me, and very clumsily.
Lando smiled in amusement.
Clumsy, yes, he said. But manipulative? I wouldn't go that far. Dina fast-tracked through the ranks as a mining engineer.
Luke frowned.
So?
So don't let her good looks fool you. She grew up studying fracture patterns and stress loads.
Lando waved his hand toward the scene beyond the viewport.
And for most of her adult life, she's been working on rocks like Sardis. I doubt she's up on the latest dating etiquette.
That's possible, I suppose, Luke said. But you can't feel her in the Force. She's a little too curious about what I'm doing here.
Lando sighed.
Dina isn't the only one, Luke. I'm curious too. And she's right. It's not like you knew what was going to happen to Han and Leia before you left Shidu.
He let his thought trail off, then cocked his head and studied Luke from the corner of his eye.
You didn't, did you?